Today I want to tell you of five things that Jesus Christ invites you to do in order to receive this salvation. The first thing you must do is to hear. Jesus said, "He that hath ears to hear, let him hear. He that heareth my word, and believeth on him that sent me, hath everlasting life." Many people hear the word of God with one ear, but the message goes straight out the other, with the result that they'd really hear nothing at all. To hear the word of God means to remember and to obey it. Others hear the word of God, but they love so many other things, or listen to so many other voices, that the gospel cannot grow in their hearts, and they turn their backs upon it. As you listen to my voice, God, through his word, is speaking to your heart. But at the same time, Satan, the devil, is possibly speaking to you too, and thus the voice of God is not heard. The next thing Jesus asks you to do is to look. "Look unto me, and be ye saved, all ye ends of the earth." Many years ago, the people of Israel sinned against God, and he sent snakes into their midst to bite them, and all who were bitten died. When the people cried unto God to save them, however, God told Moses to make a snake of brass and lift it up on a pole, and all who looked at that brass snake were immediately saved from death. Years later, the Lord Jesus referred to this incident, and he said, "As Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whosoever believeth or looketh to him should not perish, but have everlasting life." Christ, you see, was lifted up on the cross to defeat Satan and to save you from sin and death. All he asks you to do is to look to him and to receive the salvation he has purchased for you. The third thing you need to do is to receive. "As many as received him," that is, Jesus Christ, "to them God gave the power or right to be called the sons of God." To receive Jesus Christ means that you believe him to be the Son of God, that he died and arose again for you, and to accept the salvation he freely offers to you. If someone offers you a nice present on your birthday, what must you do? Do you stand with your hands behind your back and say, "Well, how good of you to bring me such a nice present on my birthday. I am so grateful for your love and kindness. You are a very kind friend to me, and I will always remember what you have done to me." No, that is not what you do. The first thing you do when a friend offers you a gift is to stretch out your hand and take it, and then you will thank him. Your friend will be very much hurt and offended if you thank him for his gift, and yet you refuse to accept it. And yet there are many thousands of people in the world today who thank Jesus Christ for dying for them, and yet they have never stretched out the hand of faith that receives him. Christ offers himself to you today as your Savior and Redeemer, but you must receive him. The fourth thing Jesus asks you to do is to enter. "I am the door," he says. "By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved." Sometime, when I journey from one place to another, I go to the bus depot, buy my ticket, and then go to where the bus is waiting for me. The driver is in his seat, the engine is running, and the door is open. But there's something else I must do if ever I am to arrive at my destination. I must enter the open door and get into the bus. If I don't, I will be left behind. I have confidence in the bus. I trust the driver. My fare is paid, my seat reserved. But all is of no avail unless I step off the road into the bus. Listener, the door into heaven is open, and Jesus invites you to enter. You may believe that he can save you and take you into the kingdom. You may believe that he is the only Savior. But if you do not enter the open door, you will be lost forever. Someday, when the Lord Jesus returns, the door will be shut, and all who have refused to enter will be forever shut outside. To today you may enter. Do not wait until it is too late. The fifth and last thing you should do is to confess Jesus Christ with your mouth. If thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and believe in thy heart that God hath raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. You cannot be a secret or a silent Christian.